Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of daf, the shir where we talk a daf lesson a day. In a few minutes, you are. We're looking at Pesachim 74 about how a sage visited the house of the Reish Galusa. Rava once visited the house of the Reish Galusa, the head of the Galus, and they breaded a young goose for him and roasted it. And he said, "Had I not seen that the gravy absorbed in the bread was as clear as white glass, I would not have eaten of it." Meaning, the notes point out, if the bread had even a hint of reddishness, which would have indicated that it contained some blood, I would not have eaten of it. I ate only because the gravy remaining in the bread after the roasting was perfectly clear, thus indicating that all the blood had been expelled, as pointed out by Rashi and Rabbeinu David. The idea being, thinking about how Rava visited the house of the Reish Galusa, Rava went to visit the great sage. In our own lives, we should do what we can to surround ourselves with great sages. We've talked about this before, always good to revisit, and to surround yourself with listening to the great sages, to visit, if you can, the homes of the Talmidei Chachamim. Pirkei Avos teaches us you should sit at the dust of their feet, be'avak, I forget the wording exactly right now, but you're supposed to surround yourself with them. You're supposed to make your house a beit va'ad l'chachamim. You're supposed to make your house a meeting place for sages, a meeting place for Torah scholars to get together. And if you can't do that, then we should at least visit them. And if you can't do that, at least learn about them, watch videos about them, watch shiurim about them, or learn a little bit about them. There's so many biographies, so many novels about them through art school and other publishers. There's ways to read about them, articles and whatnot. We should do what we can to visit, quote-unquote, the sages of our lives. And if we lost a sage, read a little bit about them. We lost so many, unfortunately. Recently, Rabbi Tversky and Rabbi Feinstein and the Rabbi Sachs and so many of them, I can't even list them all offhand. Of course, Rabbi Kellermer in my own community. We lost so many, unfortunately, too many. And we shouldn't have to lose any more. We should only know from good things and happy things. And we should only know from wonderful things. But we should do what we can to learn about sages. Just like the Gemara talks about how Rava visited the Reish Galusa, so too we can in our own ways try to visit them. Of course, not in crazy corona times where we have to be concerned for health and safety and the like. But figure out how we can learn about sages, read about sages, virtually visit them, virtually learn about them, or read a little bit about them, find their history, and see what they wrote, look at the works that they wrote, and different things that they were involved in, so that we can sort of also visit the sages. Just as Rava visit the Reish Galusa, so too we should visit sages in our own ways, as much as we can throughout our own days. Join us next time as we talk Pesachim 75 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.